borders. Recently, we have seen the rise of border hawks. These are people who want to seal the national border. But these same people appear to have little or no respect for the border between a family's home and the outside world. No-knock drug raids are fine with them. Warrantless searches, no problem. Government agents searching your home while you are gone with no notification seems perfectly legal to the rightist border hawks. No doubt the border hawks would object strenuously if their family border was breached by the government. But that's unlikely to happen because they are whiter and more prosperous. Other than no-knock drug raids, chances are the border between your home and the outside world is very well controlled. You probably know in great detail who is in your home, when they come and go, and what they bring in or take out. The smaller the territory, the easier it is to control the border. A 1/3 acre suburban lot has about 250 feet of border, and all the members of the family will be watching that border closely, especially the family dog. You might assume it would be as easy for the government to control its border as it is for a family to control the border around their home. But the problem is entirely different for a large country like the USA. The Mexican border is 1,933 miles, and the Canadian border is 3,987 miles, or 5,920 miles of land border altogether, not counting Alaska. The Border Patrol has about 20,000 agents. That works out to a little more than 1,500 feet of border per agent. If you just assign an agent to every 1,500 feet of border, you might have some chance of significant enforcement. But most of the border agents are in cities or towns, stopping and searching vehicles crossing the border. If a border agent finds some cocaine in a vehicle search, it's relatively easy for him to steal some of the drug or some of the money seized from the smuggler. There is no audit trail for illegal cocaine. On the other hand, if a border agent apprehends a pedestrian crossing the border, he has to do some boring paperwork with no chance of personal gain. So as usual, the drug war crowds out other enforcement efforts because it is a major source of income and entertainment for border personnel. Large parts of the U.S. border go through wilderness where there is no support system to provide comforts. So you would have to give pretty good incentives for someone to actually guard these portions of the border. The 20,000 Border Patrol agents make up about 0.006% of the U.S. population, and they have an enormous amount of economic clout because of the drug war. And then there's the coastline. The U.S., including Alaska and Hawaii, has about 88,000 miles of coastline, including navigable rivers, bays, and estuaries. The Coast Guard patrols the coasts with 42,000 people on active duty and 8,700 civilians. If it were a navy, the Coast Guard would be the 12th largest navy in the world. But you can go to any beach, and your chances of seeing visible evidence of the Coast Guard patrolling are probably very low. The truth is that a national border can't be completely controlled without an unacceptable loss of liberty and prosperity. I don't support the coercive state, so I also don't support state-controlled borders. But I do support family-controlled borders around homes. The tighter the border, the more harm it will cause to the economy. Obviously, we wouldn't want to stop importing Canadian lumber, but if we have strict border enforcement, that will make importing Canadian lumber or Mexican mangoes or anything else more difficult and more costly. It's another way the government removes opportunity from the economy with no accounting of the lost income. Ending the drug war would remove the temptation for the border guards to spend too much time chasing drugs, and they could go back to controlling the access of the actual people who want to cross the border. We could also solve a lot of problems just opening our national borders and strengthening family and community borders. Next to a family, a small town has the easiest border to defend. The border is smaller than a state border, and information is more freely available. As the saying goes, everyone in the small town knows everyone's business. That is a definite advantage in keeping track of visitors. Governments that are not based on towns or cities have a much harder time controlling borders. In these cases, the border goes through sparsely populated areas where enforcement is more difficult. The internal communications are not nearly as efficient because communities in the same governmental unit are geographically separated. The borders of the United States can properly be viewed as an interlocking system of progressively larger and weaker borders. We should concentrate first and foremost on strengthening the border between a family home and the rest of the world. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.